Here in Washington, thousands rallied on the National Mall yesterday to demand international intervention to stop the violence in Darfur. NPR's Allison Keyes was there.
Not on our watch! Not on our watch!
Protesters chanted "Not on our watch" and brought blankets, banners, and giant papier-mâché figures to a rally organizers hoped would send a clear message that the world can no longer tolerate what they call atrocities in Sudan. The list of speakers for the rally included actor George Clooney, civil rights activist Al Sharpton, and Presidential Medal recipient Paul Rosesa Pagina, who saved more than 1,200 people from the genocide in Rwanda 12 years ago.
Today, it is our mission to not remain by standards, but to stand up and fight and try to help all of those people in need.
Jewish organizations stood with clusters of Darfurians, African-American families, and groups of whites, chanting and waving signs reading "Never Again." People held their children on their shoulders so they could see the signs and the stage. Looking out over the multiracial crowd, Rabbi Mark Schneier told them this movement is a rejuvenation of the historic Black and Jewish Alliance from the 1960s.
The spirit of interracial, interfaith, inter-ethnic cooperation provides the model for our actions against the atrocities in Darfur.
President Bush said Friday he supported the rallies after meeting with Darfur advocates at the White House. He wants to see the United Nations and NATO supplement the African Union troops already in place in Sudan.
We have got AU troops on the ground. Those troops need to be augmented and increased through strong United Nations action.
But it isn't clear how to accomplish that. The Sudanese government is against a UN mission there. The chargé d'affaires at the Sudan mission to the UN, Yasser Abdesalam, says the Bush administration and the international community should butt out.
I appeal to the American administration to just work for peace in Darfur instead of instigating parties and waging war.
Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.